Now, residents in the Delgany area have raised concerns about housing plans for the Carmelite area. On Bord Pleanála granted permission for a 232-unit housing development on the former lands of the Carmelite nuns in Delgany back in February. Social Democrats councillor Jody Neary made a submission to Wicklow County Council before yesterday's deadline and joins us on the line. Jody, good morning and welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you. Jody, what are the issues here? What are the fears?
Yeah, well, just to recap to your listeners, there might not know Delgany very well. It's a very small village, very limited access to public transport, terrible roads, which locals will know all too well mm-hmm. about, and you know, very little community infrastructure, no playground, no recreational facilities, etc. And last year during COVID, we got this SHD application. For your listeners, that means any application that has over 100 housing units, it goes straight to On Bord Pleanála. It bypasses the local council. It bypasses councillors like myself and local communities to have a say or a direct input. And as you know, as you said there, permission was granted. But that meant that the local community had to fundraise for money to carry out a judicial review. Now, that's ongoing, and we don't know how long that's going to take. In the meantime, what seems to have happened is the developer has put in two applications, so they've split this application, and for 99 houses and for 56 apartments, so that's 155 units. So it is substantially a decrease on the 232 units, and while that is welcome, the issues are still exactly the same.
Jody, that Delgany just can't sustain any extra housing at this moment.
No, it can't. At this point in time, it simply can't. We've been waiting for years to get NTA funding for road upgrades. We had, just all this year ahead of the new school year, we've had a crisis in school accommodation, demand for local schools, particularly secondary schools as well. And as I said, there's no recreational facilities. But fundamentally, as well, we haven't had a say as a community when these big massive developments, when there have been, applications going through, we don't have a say. It's been bypassing the local council. Now, I do welcome that now we do get a say, and that's why I put in that submission yesterday. But why we're dealing with two parallel processes is really a question, that needs to be answered. Are we going to see more of this? Are we going to see more developers coming in with split applications? And what will happen then if the council does agree, yes, you can have your two split applications can go ahead, then if the judicial review doesn't go the way of the community, then how is that going to work? And I rang the council this morning seeking clarity, and it's not quite clear what will happen, but the developer will have to choose between either the bigger one or the smaller one. The problem for us as a community, we don't know, and there's no certainty in that for our future.
Just tell me very briefly about your submission, Jody. What are you pushing for?
Yeah, so the main point that I outlined is the density is still too high. It's still over the recommended, what's recommended in the local area plan. I've been talking about the road upgrades. I would like to see road upgrades happen before construction. I've also asked for a construction management plan, because what we've seen a lot here, there are some huge developments just in leading into Great Delgany Village, and the problem has been all the construction trucks going through. It's destroying the roads, but it's actually caused a lot of stress for the school community, St. Lawrence's School in Delgany as well. There's been a lot of near misses. There's been trucks mounting curbs. It's a very windy road. It's kind of one of those old horse and carriage roads.
And one of those roads that probably can never be majorly improved upon.
So some of them would probably require, complete overhaul, or certainly trying to redirect traffic through a smoother way. But you know, we're still waiting for NTA funding, and just now we've just had this week, you know, Arup, who's designing the new preferred red corridor route on the N11, they're proposing to close the Delgany exit.
Which is just going to compound things.
Absolutely. And again, where's the certainty in that? How are residents supposed to know, well, how are they going to commute? How are they going to drop their kids off? Where are they going to do their shopping? Will there be, you know, how is this going to impact on local businesses? So all of this has not been figured out yet. Yet we're seeing all these applications coming in for hundreds of houses. And I really do think we need a bit of catch-up time. We need catch-up to get more school places, to get the roads done up. We need community facilities. We also need a commitment that when a developer comes in and says, okay, I'm going to build X amount of houses, I will build a community facility, whether it's a creche or it's a plaza or a playground, that we actually get to own it as a community. Right now, when we get a community facility built, the developer still owns it, they sell it off, and then if we want to have it as a community, we need to raise funds to manage it. And it's at crisis level. There's too many pitches out there, sports facilities, that communities are finding really difficult to take care of. We're just not getting our fair share of the process.
All right, well, we'll watch with interest over the coming weeks and months to see what comes of that development. Social Democrats Councillor Jodie Neary, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the morning show here at East Coast